This is an oral history interview with Mr. Ernie Johnson. The date is Thursday, the 27th of March, 2008. It's approximately 1:45 p.m. in the afternoon. And today we're talking about the Fernley track and its interpretation plan.
My name's Ernie Johnson and I live at Redhead. I was actually born in Wall's End, in Pitt Town. What you used to call it, Pitt Town. but I moved to Belmont in 1961 with my wife Judith. And in 1965 I began working at the Root Island Zircon Mines. And we worked the beach along Belmont Beach. And my contact with the Fernley track came in that time, because the train used to run along the Fernley track alongside of where we used to work. We dredged out the beach along there. Now, in about, I'm not exactly sure, but I think it was 1966, we broke through the Fernley track at the back of the Sportsman's Club, and it was all swampland then. And the Sportsman's Club, they wanted all that ground there filled in where the swamp was, so they could put in the sporting fields. And that's what we did. They had to stop the train for a couple of weeks while we broke through there. And when we went into the swamp, we pumped all the sand into where those sporting fields are now. And then we used the dredge then, and we dredged it on the western side of the Fernley track, and we dredged right up to Jules and back again, and dredged all the rutile out of there. Now, I worked along that track. I saw the last train go along there in about 1969, and that's when we shifted. In 1969, we shifted over into Jules Swamp, and of course, to get into the rutile there, we had to cross the Fernley track to go down to the rutile mines. And then we worked there till 1973. From 1969 to 1970 to 1973, we worked in the dual swamp area of the place. I can remember the last train that went along there in 1969, because that's when we were shifting from Belmont, from Jules Crossing, where we finished up with the rutile, and we moved across into Jules, where we dredged out the swamp over in Jules Swamp there. And that's what I can remember about that. I still use the track. I walk along there sometimes, or I go for a walk during the day. And when my grandchildren come from Western, I take them down to Whitebridge, and they like to ride their bikes along the track there, right through to nearly to Adamstown. And then they come back, and I usually take them up there from Redhead, because I live at Redhead now. I moved to Redhead from Belmont North in, I've got to think about this, we moved to Redhead in 1980 from Belmont North, and before that I lived in Belmont from 1961 to about 1965. I lived in Belmont. I moved from Belmont to Belmont North. And then I moved in 1980, I moved to Redhead. And that's where I still live today. I use the track quite often, especially to walk along it. I'll even walk along to near Jules Crossing there. And I'll walk back, even though the track's not properly prepared, you can still walk along there, and I'll walk right along there from there right down through to Redhead, and sometimes a little bit further on, but it gets a bit rough there for me. I'm not as young as I used to be. Well, naturally enough, I'd like to see, I want to see the Fernley track go right through to where it used to go, right through to Belmont. And, of course, it's it gets used a lot by a lot of people on bikes and also walkers. And a lot of the old people at Redhead, they do a lot of walking too. My wife walks every morning and with her friend, and to keep themselves in good condition. And I'd like to see it go right through to Belmont. And I think it'll get used a lot.